Chapter 38, The Young Thief. A few days before Pesach, the door opened in the home of Eliezer Reuven, the blacksmith. His only son, Shmuel, entered with a smile. Shmuel studied at a yeshiva throughout the year and had now returned to spend Pesach with his family. He carried a small pack on his back and held a sefer and tefillin bag in his hand. Baruch smiled warmly at the sight of Shmuel. Jumping out of his seat, he offered his hand in greeting to his young friend. Shmuel responded with a firm handshake. With just one look, Baruch could see how much Shmuel had changed over the past year. He was slightly taller and had a fuller beard. But more importantly, he looked like an entirely different type of person. His face seemed to have a special light, and his eyes were serious and thoughtful. Shmuel now had the appearance of a Torah scholar. Baruch really liked Shmuel. He was especially impressed by Shmuel's strong desire to study in yeshiva and to advance in his Torah studies. If you remember, it was Baruch who convinced Shmuel's father to send him to yeshiva in the first place. Until then, Shmuel had spent his years training as a blacksmith. The two friends spent the next few hours catching up on all that had happened to Shmuel since he left home. As it turned out, Shmuel did not have an easy time at all. His path to Torah was filled with hardships and problems. When Shmuel first left Abramissel, he traveled to Arsha. However, he was treated coldly and with little respect. The Rosh Yeshiva of Arsha insisted that the boy's knowledge and learning skills were far too poor and refused to accept him into yeshiva. Not being accepted meant no place to sleep, and no food to eat. Shmuel was forced to find his own food and a place to stay. He worked half a day in order to earn enough money to survive and spent the other half trying to study Torah. With such a lifestyle, he was unable to spend all his time studying like the other students, and his progress was painfully slow. At one point, Shmuel poured out his heart to the Rosh Yeshiva. The Rav was moved by the boy's tears and sincere love for Torah. The Rosh Yeshiva appointed someone to spend time learning with Shmuel as his personal tutor. However, they were not allowed to study together inside the yeshiva building. They were forced to learn in the nearby Beis Medrash. Shmuel's tutor was a strict and impatient man who constantly yelled at him and used harsh and hurtful words. Sometimes, the tutor would slap Shmuel across the face when he found it difficult to understand the Gemara with its commentaries. Shmuel was sad and miserable. At the same time, he accepted it all with love, thinking, if this is the price I must pay in order to merit being a Talmud Chacham, then I will pay it. He decided to put up with the insults and blows as long as he could study Hashem's Holy Torah. Aside from Shmuel, there was another person who spent his days sitting and learning at one of the tables in the Beis Medrash. He was an elderly Yid and Talmud Chacham named Reb Gavriel. He concentrated deeply on his studies, not seeming to notice or care about what was happening around him. Every now and again, though, he raised his eyes from the sefer lying in front of him and stared silently at Shmuel and his tough tutor. The old man's heart broke at the sight of this bachur suffering insults in silence for the sake of Torah. Eventually, he decided to do something about it. One day, Reb Gavriel told Shmuel that he would like to speak with him. He told the boy that he was very impressed with his strength and desire to study Hashem's Torah. He offered to study with Shmuel each night after everyone had left the Beis Medrash. Shmuel was delighted at this wonderful opportunity and thanked the elderly Talmud Chacham with all his heart. Reb Gavriel was blessed with great patience and had a fantastic way of clearly and easily explaining the difficult sections of Gemara. These nightly study sessions worked wonders for Shmuel. He advanced tremendously within just a few months. To his amazement, he found himself capable of studying entire pages of Gemara all on his own, with a clear understanding of Rashi and Tosfos. A while later, Shmuel discovered that Rabbi Gavriel's patience and teaching skills were not the only amazing things about him. One night, when Rabbi Gavriel and Shmuel had already become close friends, the elderly Talmud Chacham told his young student an interesting and most unusual story. "It happened 70 years ago," said the old man, "right here in Arsha. At that time, there was a horse dealer by the name of Reb Aaron. His business was successful, and in addition to giving much tzedakah, Reb Aaron was also a Talmud Chacham. Reb Aaron had only one son, and he so wished that his boy would grow up to be a Talmud Chacham with Yiras Shemayim. At first, it looked like his wish would be fulfilled, because the boy was blessed with a good head, and he received a fine Torah education in his parents' home. The problem was that by nature, the boy was always looking for excitement and trouble. Every so often, he would run away from his studies and wander the streets together with the wild street boys. It all grew much worse when his father suddenly passed away. Reb Aaron's 15-year-old was now free to go wherever he wished. With the no time at all, the Jews of Arsha found themselves repeating the boy's name in connection with a number of local robberies. Time passed, and the stories about the wild boy grew. Eventually, he earned himself the nickname Sticky Fingers. Whenever he was caught with stolen goods, he would explain he could not help it. The goods just stuck to his hands. Nobody could tell whether he was trying to make a sorry excuse or whether he was simply making a joke out of them, showing how little he cared. Nor did anyone know what to do with the wild child. He never seemed to learn his lesson. Once, a respected guest arrived in Arsha. On the second day of his visit, he was shocked to discover that his tefillin had been stolen. As usual, everyone suspected that the wild orphan was the culprit. A quick search of his belongings proved them right. They were angry and embarrassed and decided to treat the boy to an unusually harsh punishment. Perhaps he would finally learn to stop stealing. The respected guest, however, sprang to protect the boy. He pleaded with the townsmen not to punish the orphan. He insisted that he forgave him completely, and instead of harshly punishing the boy, he would like to speak privately with the young thief. The guest spent the next few days in Arsha. Each day, he met again with Reb Aaron's son. The two of them held long, private discussions. The townsmen were amazed to see that their guest and the wild youth became close friends. When the guest left Arsha a few days later, the boy went with him and did not return. 25 years passed, and a new family arrived in Arsha. This was on an Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is also referred to as Yom Kippur Katan. In Arsha, like in many communities, the day before Rosh Chodesh was observed as a day of fasting and teshuvah, and slichas were recited in shul. That day, after the Rav of Arsha finished delivering his customary Yom Kippur Katan speech, the father of the new family stepped onto the bima and asked to say a few words. "I am the son of Reb Aaron the horse dealer," he told the shocked crowd. "Yes, I am none other than Sticky Fingers himself. As you can see, I have changed completely from one extreme to the other. I am telling you this because I wish to repay everything I ever stole from you and for any damage they may have caused. I would also like to tell you that Hashem has blessed me with success in business, and I wish to donate a large sum of money to the community fund." With a deep sigh, Rabbi Gavriel finished his story and looked across the table at his young student Shmuel. "As I said, this all happened right here in Arsha around 70 years ago. Well, Shmuel, do you see that everything depends on a person's will? If a person truly wants to change, he can." When Shmuel nodded his head, the old man continued softly, "And I would like to tell you just another small detail. Do you know the name of the wild boy I just told you about?" Shmuel looked in confusion at the elderly Talmud Chacham. How could he know the name of the boy? "His name was, and still is, Gavriel. Yes, the same Gavriel with whom you are speaking right now."